MTV Cast.
Good morning. This is Anna calling from, I don't know what this is called. Amidst the cows. There's a lot of cows. It's that ranch, Babbitt Ranch, I think. I think that's where I'm at. This little single track through here is fun. The road section, I was like, oh God, this is going to be slow going. I was really cold this morning and all last night. I just peeled off a bunch of layers, which feels good. It's refreshing. Hopefully it can help me wake up because I have some sleepy eyes. I don't know. It's been pretty cold the past few nights, so that's been kind of like a shock to the system. But I don't know. It's also kind of exciting. Last night, I would like wake up to myself. Cow is like staring me full on. And he's running. Later. I would like wake up to myself frantically doing push or sit ups in my sleeping bag, like trying to get warm. and then it would work, and then I'd go back to sleep. But I was so stoked to get to that Flagstaff zone resupply. I ran out of food early in the morning yesterday, so I was like, and then I, whatever, sleepy mind, did my math wrong, and I was like 20 miles off of how far I thought I had. So I ate my final piece of cheese, like, nice, you're almost there. And then I wasn't almost there. So I was running on fumes. But then I got a milkshake that was really good. I really think milkshakes, or just dairy products in general, seem to do something good for my legs. So I'd probably just be eating more of them. In these things and always is what I've decided. Because then climbing out of Flagstaff yesterday was so fun. It was like actually rideable. I was pumped. And it was dark, but I like, which I haven't been loving the night riding, but last night I was stoked on it and I went and scrambled through some friends' Spotify to find new playlists, and I found a sweet new playlist that I was jamming to, and yeah, it was a good time. And then I just tried to get down as low as I could so I wouldn't just freeze to death when I slept, which, oh God, but then I was like sleepy descending, and sorry, Mom, you're not going to like this, but I just wiped out so hard just because I like hit this ditch and went over the bars and was like, oh, okay, time to find a spot to camp because you are asleep on your bike. So, yeah, but it's fine. Just have a bloody knee. Blood's been kind of a theme. My period started randomly when I didn't have any goods to deal with that. So I was just like, that's one form of blood I've been dealing with. Until Flagstaff, thank God. And then I've got just like gashes on my knees and shins from like pedals and stuff just whacking me. But and then I like took off my sock for the first time in a few days. And there was like a bloody blister that just like started draining all over my sleeping pad. And it's the desert. And I'm not trying to like use all my water to clean up my cuts, so I'm just a little bloodied looking, but it's really nothing that bad. Just, yeah, it's kind of funny. The shower will be nice eventually. Yeah, I don't know. I'm really pumped to get to the Grand Canyon. And this just open branchy zone is really pretty. The sunset was beautiful, or sunrises was really beautiful. So, yeah, I'm stoked for all those guys that have already dropped in and out of the canyon. Crazy. They did that so fast. But, yep, I don't know. Okay, that's all for now. Have a good day, everybody.